Greetings, loyal listener. Time for another fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of ill-prepared batter from four grown men who formally put their stamp on the phrase craptainment. Wally, Alexi, and JB. Welcome to In General.
The other day I was at the shopping centre and this... I'm walking across the car park. A guy hoons around the bend in a four-wheel drive. He sees me. He does not stop. He doesn't even bother to stop.
Oh, it's like, the people that don't stop at pedestrian crossings that
shit
me. I was
like, you must be an In General listener. So he's obviously going, I'm going to plow down JB over there.
I was walking into Coles and... But it was, I was outside the shopping centre that Coles is located in.
Yeah.
So glass automatic doors. I'm walking along at my own pace, which is my normal walking pace, I'm told, constantly is annoyingly above average because I just tend to lope.
So is mine.
My stroll is a fast walk.
Yeah, so is mine.
So away I'm going. This rude f***ing c*** of a mole...
That mole image sets everything off.
She's about 5 foot tall. She had shorts.
5 foot nothing.
She was 5 foot nothing, 5 foot wide, with a short, dyed orange Lesbo haircut, pushing 50-odd years of age, which is not that old, but, you know, you could tell she chain-smoked about 1,000 cigars before she got there. Like, you know those people that get to that age and they actually have lines around their mouth?
Oh yeah.
Shocking. So anyway, she's walking to the doors at the same time as me. And I have this thing about when I'm walking down the street, can we all just stick to the f***ing left, please? Just operate like it's a road. Therefore, no, get out of it. Jesus, what's going on here? And you ended up having to go, faint left, faint right. So I'm like, okay, I'll stick to the one side. And I didn't change my pace. So she could go,
all right, going to see how this f***ing guy's walking at the same time. And I'm going to try and walk.
And so she can adjust because she's got little stumpy f***ing mole legs. So.
And it probably doesn't help that she probably would have taken up the entire radius of that doorway.
Exactly. If the glass doors were circular.
Then what did I say, radius? What was I supposed to say?
I don't know.
Talking math.
Math with Alexi.
So she's coming towards. Right. We are literally 12 feet from the door. I'm at the same pace. She puts the accelerator on. Boom, 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 boom.
Needs to burn a kilos, mate.
She speeds up, right, to try and get in ahead of me. And I'm like, I don't know what this chick's doing. So I assume she's obviously measured the time and distance to get in before me because all of a sudden she's seen me get in. And for some stupid reason, it's like people that overtake you on the road for no apparent reason. And then people, when you're driving the same direction on a two-lane road, decide to whip past you on the left just to come in front of you on the right. Like, you were behind me to start off with. Stay behind me. So she's coming towards the door. She puts on the gas and I keep the same pace and I still end up getting in front of her by like a centimetre. I go, boom, boom. She's behind me and I hear, excuse me. Like she's some high and mighty thing that I cut in front. All I did, because I was like wearing company logo, right, as I am now, shirt, logo, monogrammed. So she's gone, excuse me. And I couldn't say anything. Do you know how tempted I was? Do you know how tempted I was? If I was in casuals, I would have turned around and gone, two for you, you bitch. But just excuse me. And all I did was just go, head shake. Just a little head shake. Kept on walking. And it's a downward ramp in there. So the poor thing still trying to overtake me on the downward ramp. No chance. Hello, we're downhill and I've got longer legs. You're not winning.
It's smoking out the bottom of her shoe.
Exactly. She's giving a bit of
freak. She should have stopped and rolled, mate. Would have made
this. This f***head, I'm at f***ing shopping centre.
It was width. That's the word I was after.
Oh, width. Yes. Said width of the door. Yes.
Glad we got that sorted out. So anyway.
This guy, this dickhead, right, I'm walking along this car park. He's hooned around the bend. He's seen me. He doesn't even bother to stop. He's continued coming for me. I'm just like, meh, come take me, biatch.
Yeah.
And I've ended up having to jump out of the way right? Otherwise, he would have plowed into me. All I could see was this car coming at me, and yep. I was like, I'm going to get hit by this thing.
When that happens, as they go past, I stop and bend down and look at them in their rearview mirror.
Yeah, that's right.
Just stand there going...
No, well, I took it to the next level. This dickhead's driven past. I jumped out of the way, and I smashed his side mirror.
Sweet!
I fucking punched it. It hasn't shattered or anything like that. I fucking wish it would.
Remind me not to piss you off.
Dude, that is awesome.
This stick has stopped the car and said, what the fuck's your problem?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, didn't you see me, dick? Yeah, you didn't fucking see me, did you, Noblet? He could see me.
Oh, yeah.
We were making eye contact.
Yep.
We're fucking eyeing one another off, man.
So how quick is your reaction time where he doesn't see you and as he's cut, like, you have time to actually smash his side mirror?
Because his car was going that fucking slow.
Oh, right.
That I managed to, like, sidestep out of the way yep. and just punch it at Bang. The same time.
That is awesome.
It wasn't anything, but it's like... You know, yeah, f***ed it up. He's had to readjust it. Yeah. So he's gone the shits at me. I'm just like, you're a f***head, and just walked off. I was like, if you want to take this further, get out of the car.
Yeah.
But you're a f***head. I'm pretty sure you have to f***ing stop for me, arse knuckle.
Yeah. What is an arse
knuckle? Jesus, JB's letting
awesome.
Them rip. Sweet cow.
I see some people who don't stop at pedestrian crossings, and as they drive past, the person does this on their boot. As they're driving past, gives them a whack on the boot.
You know what shits me, actually? F***ing when you have... You cross over at the pedestrian. You got the green van. You're walking across the road.
Yeah.
The cars that turn left have to give way to you.
Yeah.
And then they can drive on. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they wait for you to fucking walk across. And they're sitting there going, yeah. Oh, you're going to fucking take long, are you? And one time, this dickhead was hooning in front of me, right? Pissed off, almost ran me over. Must be, I can see a pattern. Of
yeah, welcome to my world, mate.
And then another guy was sitting there waiting, and he's gone, he didn't fucking want to wait for me. I'm like, I've got the fucking green man Noblet.
I've got the green man on my side.
And the guy said nothing. I was just like, I've got the fucking green man. You've got fucking no arrow.
You've got nothing. You've got red. That's what you've got. You've yeah. got red. I've got green.
This guy, one time, was coming down street,
yeah.
right? There. Feel free to send.
Bit of name dropping. Whoa.
Yeah, Will.
I'm driving into the roundabout there. Yeah. He's coming down. He's looking at me. We're making eye contact. We could have a romantic dinner together, right? Making eye contact.
Mm.
And he's just, I'm like, you're going to stop?
I don't stop if they don't give way to roundabout. I actually get right to their door with my, because I'm slowing down because you can tell that they're not going to stop. So as they go through, I barely slow down.
Mm.
And smash the horn when I'm a few feet away from their car. They shit nails when they see it. Their fucking faces just lose all fucking blood. And you can see them going, and the fucking steering wheel starts wobbling, and they're like,
I'm going to try that next
time. Oh, mate, they just, at like, Christ almighty.
Piss and milkshakes.
Yeah. It is hilarious to watch, man. It's so good to do. You just don't, and the thing is, you see other motorists going, because they know they're about to see an accident, but they don't know that I know that I've slowed down, and I'm correctly measuring my tendency as I'm coming into the roundabout, and it's great fun. You got to do it.
My dad's really old car. That's reminded me of that, actually. My dad's really, really, really old car had a switch. This was in the 70s, baby, so you could get away with this shit. He had a switch so that he could turn off the brake light.
Oh, sweet.
So if he had kids following him on tail windy ass fucking roads, switch that off. They can't see your tail light.
No.
Bang.
Yeah.
Flicker up.
Well, all you have to really do is just touch the brake pedal and it doesn't alter your speed. It's just a straight wire pickup. That's what I do. Or you just chuck on the parkers.
Yeah.
Real kick, and they start, and they start to back up. It's awesome.
Do you know what I hate?
Yeah.
Fucking people that have fucked headlights.
I know.
And
get them fixed.
But, like, mind you, my old car, which I've now gotten rid of, that had dodgy headlights. Like, they both worked, but one of them was only the park light and the other headlight was, like, brighter than the other one.
Yeah.
That's fine, but I hate the ones that have the really bright-ass headlights. Like, they're not the high beams on,
no,
but they're just those really fucking, like, blue.
Yeah, yes, and they've got them adjusted incorrectly, so it just gets in your eyes.
Yeah. Or the kids at tailgate, have the lights on, and they get you right in the fucking rear view mirror.
I think
so
I've already...
So it reflects in your fucking eyes.
I think I've already told you what I do to people who do that to me. I learnt this off a dude I know. It is the coolest trick out.
Mm.
If they're tailgating you, it's at night, They got really bright lights. Because you can see them in your rearview mirror, what you do is, as they're getting you in the rearview mirror, as you're driving, you just, while watching the road safely, kids, you grab the rearview mirror and you center it and point it down. So the beam hits your middle console.
Nice.
Right? So you know you're in the middle of your car. Gently angle it just towards, say, your left leg. And and keeping that exact same spot, train the mirror up in a straight line.
Nice.
And you can see the beam follow along inside your car, up the back of your back seat, along, see the reflection on your parcel shelf, and up, bang, get some straight in the fucking eyes. It is sensational. And you watch them fucking go, hey, because you can see the light hit their windshield. It is fucking awesome.
Driver safety with Wally.
And the thing is, now you've got electric side mirrors, it's even better if they're getting you in the side mirror as you drive, because you just flick it over, bang, straight in there. It is so fucking awesome.
It's like the old watch trick.
Yes!
Yes!
Exactly right. Mass class. Yep. Say that, backer.
Mate, it is so good.
You're an adrenaline junkie, mate.
You're living on the...
Wash his cockhead.
And Wally's brand new book's coming out.
That's it. How to piss off with drivers. Oh, should we go around the world?
I think we better. It's getting too bloody fired up in here.
Heather Mills. Alex, have you heard this?
Negative.
Okay, Paul McCartney's ex, right?
Oh, yeah.
Heather Mills won a radio phoning competition after being selected from dozens of callers to receive free tickets to a Whitney Houston concert at London's O2 Arena.
She can go.
Yeah.
She correctly identified the missing words from the singer's hit How Will I Know on Heart FM.
Heart FM in Sussex.
Fucking Heather Mills. She's a multi-squillionaire. What a fucking rot.
I know.
Bloody Mills on the mooch again for free shit. Next thing you hear, she'll be parking in the disabled spot outside the concert. Oh, wait. Hang on. She actually can.
Come on.
Ouch.
Although,
I'm pretty sure the missing words to the song How Will I Know was, how will I know that this coke is pure? I'm pretty sure they're the missing words that she was able to.
Then again,
it depends on how well it was cut, my friend.
Whitney Houston's concerts in Australia were that bad that she got ridiculed for them. And apparently her reviews in the UK have been much better. So if you ever see a leg being hurled onto the stage...
it's from Millsy. You know Millsy's chucked a knee.
I liked it, though. The radio announcer, Paul Hayes, I think it was... Yeah. He didn't actually know.
No, until she hung up.
Yeah, until she hung up and he put the two and two together and went, oh, shit, that was bloody...
Well, because he's taken the details afterwards. Yeah. So, you know, you take down the address, everything. And what's your name? Heather? Yeah, what's that? Mills. Shit!
Yeah.
Like, what an opportunity going begging.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly, I don't know if I could have stopped myself from going, fuck off, you greedy bitch, and hanging up. Hello? She's got shitloads of money. Surely she knows a promoter somewhere who can pay for some tickets to a Whitney Houston concert.
Especially in the music industry. Come on, use your ex-hubby's f***ing contacts.
No.
Come on.
The best thing is she has to wait another 21 days for to
re-up and come in again.
Next thing, Heart FM will be milking this 21 days. They'll do it all again.
They'll
run a separate radio competition. What will Heather Mills win from us next?
Is this the phrase that pays? Is it I'm a Grady Hall?
I went to a party with Heather Mills. She got completely legless.
Awesome.
She was going to change her name to Eileen.
Oh, what? No, that's not paid. That is not paid at all. And did you hear about this today? This is news today.
Apparently, after the competition, they actually played Come On Eileen, first song out. Right. Yeah, thank you very much for that. And Heather Mills, right now, though. Congratulations.
Here's Lean On Me.
And then she did the hokey pokey.
Break my stride. Anyway.
Oh, God.
What else have we got? If you've got a pun for Heather Mills' leg jokes, send them through right now to badfucking taste@ingeneral.com.au.
You would have heard about this today, maybe. Do you know about Banksy art? Banksy graffiti?
Yes, yes.
You know, this in Melbourne?
Yeah.
The council was left red-faced after ordering an anti-graffiti team to paint over priceless Banksy street art, the only Banksy art left in Melbourne. This dude does stencil graffiti all around the world, and it is iconic around everywhere. Blundering Australian bureaucrats, I love that, made the cock up, leaving tourists at the local community in uproar by painting over the renowned artist's work in Melbourne just with grey paint just all over it. But like, apparently it wasn't the workers' fault. They were under strict instruction, but I mean, come on. How threatening is a stencil of a mouse parachuting?
That's right, exactly.
That's and what it was, by the way.
I noticed, I did read, though, the guy that owned the pub that it was done near said that hardly anyone knew it was actually there.
Yeah, it was a lot of tourists and locals and visitors to the city use it. It's like some part of some, I suppose, community culture, and they go on. It's like an amazing race style shit is what I can only compare it to, because I don't really know. But they search for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's this thing. It's like you go to Melbourne, find the parachuting mouse.
I wonder when Banksy did it. That's the guy's name, is it? Banksy?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I wonder when the hell he did it.
It's been around for a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got stuff.
Because they did
city.
One in London, and apparently the bit of like bricks and shit that he did the stencil on, they took down, like they demolished the wall but kept it.
Yeah.
And it ended up getting auctioned off for like £100,000 or something.
Jeez. Yeah. No, he's
so
good.
Yeah.
He's good. Like, that's, it's pretty crazy. Good stuff, like stencil, you're done. But no, it's actually really cool. Like, Professor Stephen Hawking says aliens almost certainly exist. Sorry, he says aliens almost certainly exist. But warns
that, really are going to hell.
But warns that contacting them could be a mistake. Jesus, for a smart guy, he's not really coming across. He says that a universe with 100 billion galaxies, each containing hundreds of millions of stars, it is unlikely that Earth is the only place where life has evolved. He says, to my mathematical brain, the numbers alone make thinking about aliens perfectly rational. The real challenge is working out what aliens might actually be like. He says, I imagine they might exist in massive ships, having used up all the resources from their home planet. Such advanced aliens would perhaps become nomads, looking to conquer and colonise whatever planets they can reach. Stephen Hawking's a fan of V.
He's the only one.
He's the only person watching V. He goes, if aliens, this is great, his line. This, oh, I reckon this is awesome. He says, if aliens ever visit us, I think the outcome would be much as when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, which didn't turn out very well for the American Indians. What a dick. Sensational. I always knew he was a nerd.
What?
Doesn't matter how much you try to disguise it. Once an awkward Trekkie fan, always an awkward Trekkie fan. Doesn't matter how many times. Librarians in New York's oldest library have discovered that they are owed £195,000 for two overdue books borrowed by George Washington.
That prick.
The first president of the United States borrowed two books. Adjusted for inflation, he's racked up $300,000 in fines for about 220 years late. 220 years for late fees. Surely that's going to come up on the computer at some stage. But you know what they've done? They've said that they're not going to pursue the fine. Oh, really? What a bombshell. But they'd like the books back. Hello, it was the president. Yeah, I'm sure that Obama has so much unimportant shit on his plate that he's going to spend an afternoon sorting George's library fine.
In general, brought to you by Jay-Z Boy Recliner Chairs. The Jay-Z Boy Recliner pops a nap in your ass. If you loved the new millennium, then this event is going to rock your world. It's Armageddon 2010. Hosted by Paul and the Disciples, with unique events including a live performance from the Four Horsemen playing their chart-topping hit, Pestilence, Famine and Death, featuring a solo performance by the Seventh Trumpeter and stand-up from the Rider on the White Horse and the Seven Angels with Seven Plagues. Be there for the special guest judging from the Alpha and Omega, the Big Cheese, the Lord your God. Alongside him, the right-hand man, Jesus Christ, and Lucifer himself. Then rock over to the after party in the Golden Palace at New Jerusalem. And for you satanists out there, Hitler and Cain will be issuing you with detrimental weaponry to help bring an end to humanity. Armageddon 2010, the compulsory event of history, coming soon to everywhere near you. Email the show, wally@ingeneral.com.au.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
That's it for this week, kids. Here comes my favourite part. Cheesy voiceover guy speaking.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions. Copyright
2010.